But I'd cook that down and put scrambled eggs in it. Mm-hmm. And put some eggs in it and poke salad, they call it. That's what they call it. It's poke, it's a poke root, the poke meat thing. And then another thing that I like that's a wild thing is not asparagus. Asparagus, you know what asparagus is. What is that? You make tea out of it. I haven't had it in a long time. I can get it for you. Just wait. Sassafras. There you are. Sassafras.
Do you grow it? Does that grow?
It grows all around in the woods, and I would take a. I've got a little bit of dried in there, but I was going to go get. But just to go around, I know the sassafras whenever I see it, and you know those sassafras stalks make pretty good tea. And
what is it that you make the tea of, the stalk or the root?
No, you make it of the leaf.
Oh, the leaf.
And you know what I read in the Sunday paper? That if you were out camping and couldn't find anything to do, but you make the tea for the sassafras out of the root. That's what's good. You dig up the roots and get the tender ones, don't get too many, and they're red, and wash them right good and cut them in chunks, and the tea is real red. And you drink that, and it's good for the blood too. And but I read in this Sunday paper where if you get strawberry leaves and dry them off a strawberry bush and dry them, it'd make a pretty good tea. So I decided I'd experiment. I went out and got me some. I have some strawberry leaves out there. I dried them, but it has a pretty flat taste.
Does it?
Yes, it is. But sassafras doesn't. So and you know, nasturtiums is good in salad. You ever, you know those blooms of nasturtiums?
I don't know what the flower is. I never.
Well, take little stems and just chop them up in a little square and put in your salad and things along. Yeah, it's really flavorful. But.
What other vegetables?
I have corn and I have.
I'm interested in, as I told you, I'm interested in what...
Okra. They have, they call it filet. F-I-L-E-E. Said you could find an herb and in the store, but you can't. That used to be a filler, like okra for soup. But I raise okra. This comes from the cotton family. It's a... of the descendant of the cotton family. It's got to be planted by the time cotton. But I use that in soup for a thickener. And I like it by itself, just to cook it and put a little butter over it, need it. I like okra. But I raise okra and I raise corn and I raise turnip greens and mustard. And there's a 2-3 other kind of greens, but those are my main ones that I use. And some lettuce, and I used to raise parsnips and carrots and all like that, but I don't do that anymore. And
did you ever raise those little red things?
Radishes?
Yeah.
They don't agree with me now, but you know, my husband, now people are starving to death nearly for food. And back in the Depression days, we had no problem. I didn't get the $50 a month teaching school sometimes. And one day, when Bilbo was governor, they cut out 2 months and kept the children so they could get the credits. We gave 2 months free. And they told us that they would pay us back later, but they never did. And then they gave us certificates. They didn't have any money.